Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Money FM 89.3, and in prime time on Wednesdays, it is Tech Talk. Today with our colleague and resident tech geek, Timothy Goh, as Wong Kar Yee is away. Thanks for joining us today, Tim.
Hello.
And also, of course, with Bernard Lim. So SoftBank Robotics unveiled a new robot in Singapore, as well as announcing their presence here. Tim, you hosted an announcement of another robot today. What was so special about this one?
It's called the Wiz. It's a commercial AI cleaning robot.
So cleaning what exactly?
Cleaning offices.
I see. Okay.
So it's for big offices like ours.
Okay.
You know, it can clean up to a space of 1,500 square meters. That's M to the second power. Yeah, square meters, right?
Okay. That's so quite a large space.
Yeah, wow, so to give our listeners a good idea, it's about the size of 3 basketball courts after a 4-hour charge. So if you have a big office, all you need is a 4-hour charge, and it can clean 3 floors, really, if you think about it that way.
How would it be different from, say, the Roombas of the past, right?
Roomba is good for home. This is good for offices, for big spaces.
So this is like an industrial version of a
commercial
Roomba.
Version. Okay. So, it's marketed towards offices, hotels, theaters, and things like that. And it learns. So all you have to do is walk with it to learn the path that you want to clean,
right?
Save it, and it will do it by itself time you need it.
Okay, so this is SoftBank Robotics, right?
SoftBank Robotics, another unit of SoftBank, of course.
And why are they in Singapore?
I asked that question, why they are in Singapore. Apparently, they're getting a lot of support from the government because, you know, the government of Singapore pushing for automation. They're bringing this in, and I think there is some sort of a grant if you qualify, if you get something like a robot or automation in your office, you do get a grant from the Singapore government. And it's a subscription plan too, $499 a month.
Oh, okay.
For subscription, no contract, so which means you can cancel anytime, return the robot if you're not satisfied.
Oh, okay.
So that's not a bad deal if you think about it, because there aren't a lot of people who want to clean offices anymore.
Yes, one of those unglamorous jobs.
Yeah.
Still,
and at $499 a month, it's cheap.
So also, we talked a bit about the new Huawei Mate 30 series last week, Timothy, and it was still unclear at that point whether it'd be equipped with Google's suite of apps. Well, it's been confirmed it will it will launch without a full fat version, so the skim version maybe of Google Android on board, just the basic open source version of Android on it, which means no Google Play Store, no Gmail, no Google Maps, no YouTube. On the other hand though, the Mate 30 Pro has some of the best cameras ever found on a smartphone, as well as one of the most powerful mobile chips out there. Is any of that technical brute force enough to make the user forget about all the things they'll be giving up?
Okay, I'll tell you what I do with my Huawei's. Whenever I get my hands on the Huawei, I use the camera. That's all.
Okay.
However, I can upload my pictures to Google Photos and download it to my other phones, you know.
Now that will be possible.
It is possible.
So there are workaround methods to kind of
definitely,
restore.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want to talk about how to do it because they're all going to be technically illegal to do it.
Oh, I see.
So there are...
To protect the guilty, let's not...
But there are ways to do it. I mean, I think Android, diehard Android users will know what
we'll
I'm talking about.
We'll find a way.
Sideload things and get all these... You can sideload Google Play Store.
And
everything else that you've used before, you can download it back. It just takes, a little bit more work. But hey, if you're a diehard fan, it can be done.
Okay. Well, Tim, have you seen an article online promoting Samsung's Galaxy S10 for just $3?
He's laughing already.
I haven't seen the actual article. I'm hoping it's been removed, because Samsung did say they've already told Facebook about this fake thing going on. But I did write about it for the news today in, you know what?
Come on, that old adage, if it's too good to be true, it is.
You know, I struggled with that as my first sentence because it's very cliche, but it's true. For $3, if it was $54, remember that $54 Huawei thing?
Exactly.
Then it is believable.
Right.
For $3, I don't think it's believable. Mm. But looking at the report, they did say the reasons for it. It was very convincing. Samsung wants to increase market share in Singapore. For $3, why
Come
not?
Come on. The phone retails for just under $1,300. Yeah. I might have believed it if it was $130 or something.
But here you go,
but
right? $3. Some people will think if you go to a telco and could be $0 for 2 months, it is believable. And then you have the reviews and people's testimonials about how fast they can get the phone and how much they thought it was a scam, but it wasn't. Certain people will only read and believe what they want to read and believe
without
being skeptical.
But Timothy, talk about the extent to creators wanted to push it because they even created fake reviews.
Yeah, they want to mine personal details. Think about it. When you click, you register your interest. Of course, we have the fold that we talked about last week. So there is a sort of portal where you register your interest. So it's probably the same thing. You put in your email, your phone number, perhaps your credit card number, and that's it.
Credit card number for $3.
They've taken your information.
You're not getting my credit card number for $3.
But then if it were true and this phone that were to retail at $1,300 was coming to you for $3, I think you might just, you know, give your credit card details.
But really, when you think about it, it's still a new phone. It was just released in the spring, like in March. It's not going to go down this
that
cheap.
Much. Yeah.
You know, wait maybe another 2 years. It could be $3, even zero with a plan, but not now. Just have to be practical when you guys see things that don't look like
it. I think I'll just remember my mom's advice. If it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Moms are always right. Cliche,
Timothy, like you say. Timothy Goh, our resident tech geek and colleague here on Tech Talk on Money FM 89.3. Timothy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.